Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, what's the story about you putting a note on somebody's car yesterday?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, we want to talk about it.
Yes,
all right, I'm down. Yeah, so I was working out at the gym, and I've seen a certain female that has only been there the last few times, but she's going regularly now when I'm there. And I'm like, you are good looking.
Okay.
You are a good looking person. So I have not talked to her or anything. But I saw we get out of our car at the same time almost every single time that I've seen her, the last like two or three times. And so I know what car she has. And I don't know if that's creepy. So I kind of thought about this like secondhand. But I was like, OK, hold on. I just noticed when you got out of your car, like, that's fine, whatever. So I left the gym a little earlier than she did yesterday. And I did that on purpose because I was like, I'm going to the whole talk that we had a couple weeks ago where you were like, don't approach me when I'm working out.
Yeah, did
that
get
is
in your head?
In my head.
Oh, no, I'm
but
sorry.
I'm like single and 30. I'm shooting my shot now. I want to do this. I want to see what's going on. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to approach her at the gym. I don't want to do that. She's probably in the zone, whatever. So I was like, what's the next best thing? Hey, you know what? I'll leave a handwritten note on her windshield and just put it under the windshield wiper and see what happens.
Dear pretty girl.
So that's the thing. I
saw you glistening on the elliptical.
Hey, I mean, kind
my
of.
My heart is smitten.
Yeah, I mean.
Smitten. Kind of. And so I was like,
Hold up.
Okay.
Would you write on the note?
So I just said, hey, I've noticed you the last couple times you were here. And I would love to grab a coffee or a lunch, because we work out around lunchtime. So it's like lunch afterwards, if you ever want to. My name is Josh. And I go, literally, so that you can see what I look like if you want to, I gave her my Instagram too. Because I was like, hey, here's my number and my Instagram so that you know I'm not like a creep and a weirdo or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I just left it under her windshield wiper. And then I was like, I really hope, after I did it, I left. And I was like, I really hope she's not like, oh my gosh, she's stalking me and knows. But I was like, no, we got out of the car at the same time.
Did you put a happy face on there or anything? Or a winky?
Yeah.
No, winky face is
not a creeper.
Note.
Hashtag I'm not a stalker.
I'm
legit. You might know me from the radio.
I thought like if I put, hey, I'm not weird, she's going to think I'm weird. So I just said, hey, here's my Instagram account if you want to see what I look like. There
I
you
like
go.
That part. I
yeah,
like
so I was
part.
Like, check me out. See if you want to, you know, you can stalk me. Go for it.
Yeah.
But she's a really pretty little brunette girl that works out there all the time. And I'm like, I'm going to shoot my shot. Like, the worst you can do is ignore me and say no. And then I'll never go to the gym again in my life.
Exactly.
That's all we have to do.
I will never come here again.
But we're still waiting. So she's
she
probably
nothing, huh?
she's probably so shocked that it happened that she's just giving it some time because she's so excited, you know.
That's
she's,
what it is.
She's
yeah.
so
still
excited
going
to reach
through
out.
Your Instagram like
she
oh my
is.
God.
That's what it is. Or she's still working out.
Yeah,
she could
exactly.
be still working out. It was a really good workout.
She's so jacked
she's
right
working
now.
Working on her fitness.
We'll see. She might also just be waiting the 24 hours. I mean,
I've
it's been less
done
than
anything like this.
It's been less it's been about that's less than 24 hours, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
And if she says no, then that's okay. We just keep moving on
exactly.
with our lives.
Exactly. Like,
would
it
you
never
do
happened.
It again? Like, would you approach her in the gym and be like, hey, I left you a note on your car. Here I am.
I was thinking about that, and probably not, because if she didn't want to, she, like, I gave her everything, my number and my Instagram. You can reach out two different ways.
Yeah.
But if I go to the gym and she's there, maybe she'll approach me. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, are you the guy that left the note?
Yeah.
On?
But it's so stuck in
you're
my head,
weird.
Truly. Like, I know. She could totally say that, but I don't want to be, I mean, what Katie said last, it's stuck in my head. So
oh,
I'm like,
I'm
probably not going to be the guy to go up to her. Especially, like, that's kind of like the double texting thing, where, like, if I give her the note and then I go up to see her at the gym, like, hey, just making sure you got the note. Like, that's...
Right, that's really creepy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. So I gave her, she has her chance if she doesn't want to.
If I see her, I would just stand there and stare intensely
right?
at her.
Right, like...
Gosh. Just stare at her.
And like flick your ear or something weird, just so she's like, you know what I mean? Just like,
just keep
play
adjusting
your
yourself.
No.
Oh,
oh
my god,
wear graceful pants and keep adjusting yourself is what you should do.
You know, but you're right. It is like the double text. Like you don't want to be like, you know, like even when you text someone, if I'm waiting for someone to text back, I don't say, "Did you get that last text?
Right.
Did it go
you
through?"
Don't
yeah.
do that.
You know
what
I mean?
Card
that's
you
kind
have?
Of what it would be.
It's the like the what the Mazda QX5 or whatever. It's the typical most girliest car.
Okay.
The out
okay.
there.
Yeah.
What but it's a cute
it?
Car. It was okay. white. It's a cute little car.
Yeah,
she looks good.
Car.
She looks good driving it. And I was like, all right. We got out at the same time. I get out of my truck looking all, you know, ready for the gym.
Yeah. I mean, if she caught your attention like that,
she's
cute. Got your Reeboks on.
No Reeboks. We don't do Reeboks here.
I was just joking, Katie.
Okay.
My Reebok pumps. That's
like, Christine said, OMG, I hope pretty gym girl is listening to
me. I know. We do.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that. What
is this like a, would this be technically like a misconnection type thing? Is this a missed connection?
Well, if she doesn't respond, is that a miss or just no
I
connection?
Yes, it's kind of along the lines. Well, at least you made the effort, though. It's almost like when you see somebody on a like a light rail or something and you don't make your move and then you have that misconnection later in the day, you're like, damn, I should have acted on it. And then don't they have like a whole Craigslist
thing? Craigslist, I was
going to say. It's literally the misconnections, yeah.
Yeah, you can go on Craigslist.
Well, and that's the thing, like I got nothing to lose, man. Like I want to.
Exactly.
I want
again, you can be shooting your shots.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I have never left a note on someone's car before. I've done the thing where like you can Facebook stalk and find, but I don't know her name at all. So like, I'm not going to DM. There's no sliding into the DMs or anything. So I'm hoping for a random text from a random number today.
You can take a picture of her at the gym and then do like a Google image search of her face.
See,
probably.
Now that is literal
stalking.
Just get
up really close.
I mean, that is the creepy.
You're just learning.
I'm just learning.
And do that while you're wearing your gray sweatpants, adjusting yourself.
Sorry, guys. I'm new to this.
No. Don't do that, Josh. That's going over to the creepy side.
Listen, I will call you, one of you, from a jail cell.
I know.
Can you guys come
call
get
Katie,
me?
Call Katie. I'm busy.
Call.
I got colonoscopy prep coming up.
He's crabby.
Here's a crappy situation. So we do have this other story I wanted to get to about the proposal, but I will say right now, I love this story so much.
I do too.
If anybody has thoughts about what transposed here with Josh, you can give us a call. If you have ever been involved in a misconnection, I would take those calls if you want to chat about that. Have you ever had a misconnection, Katie?
I mean,
can't think of one that I've had.
I've thought people were super cute and worked it up into my head where we're going to meet up later and everything. Yeah, but it's no, I haven't.
I would love if somebody ever posted like on Reddit or Craigslist about the misconnection.
I know.
And then that person reached out like, hey, I think I'm that person.
I would love that. That's never happened to me. Like, I've never posted anything.
This is all based on Josh at the gym seeing a pretty lady there while he was curling with his 25s.
15s.
He's like, damn. So he left a note on her car like a creeper.
Not creepy.
I think it's creepy.
No. I think it's actually kind of cute. You left your Instagram on there so she can go see who you are and what you're all about.
And that I'm not a creeper. I'm like, I'm normal.
Which
I'm
is good. Guy. I mean, this day and age, you want to have that.
Could be a fake Instagram account, though.
I
gave her
Jairs. You can tell his.
Wouldn't that
is
be
it?
Funny? I'm like getting messages. I'm like, what the hell is this?
He has his job tied to it, so it'd be hard to fake profile like that. So I think she would go to it and be like, he's legit.
All right.
So
what are your thoughts
on
this, guys? 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. A lot of great messages coming in. Call us, though. Here's Ishmael. Hi, Ishmael.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What do you think about what Josh did?
You know, honestly, my personal opinion, I think that was probably the best thing to do, was just leave a note on a car. He left two ways of contact. You know, the Instagram was really good. You know, a lot of people could, you know, hey, you left a note on my car, but I have no idea what you look like or anything. So I think that's probably a good idea. And, you know, if she doesn't contact me at all, then two forms of contact. At that point, you know, move on about your day and just wasn't meant to be, you know?
Got
to
move on and change gyms.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is.
Never go back.
Have you ever done anything like this, Ishmael?
I wouldn't say leaving a note on somebody's car personally, but I've definitely had quite a few misconnects.
Where you wish you had.
Oh, there we go. Now,
okay. Ask it again, Katie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is those misconnections, do you wish you had left a note on the car?
Occasionally, I wish I would have approached it differently or found a different way to leave contact.
Are you with somebody right now?
I am not.
A lover?
Oh.
No.
Oh. There's a pretty girl at Josh's gym if you're looking for her.
Might have to swoop in and take it, you know?
Time to swoop in, dude.
Exactly.
You're going to have to fight.
You can take him, Ishmael. You can totally take him. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling in. Have a good day. She's hot.
Yeah, she's really hot. She's cute.
Hi, Erica.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What do you want to say about Josh's note?
Oh, so cute. I love it. It's just the extra mile. You know, anybody can be like, yo, hit me up on the gram, but not anybody can go the extra mile and leave a cute little note.
Well, I thought it was cute. Yeah, it was handwritten.
That's going the extra mile?
I put in effort.
It's just a note,
it's cute.
Erica.
In a texting world?
And it's out on your car.
Yeah.
It's not like you got hit on inside the gym, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
Going the extra mile would be putting the note under the wiper blade and a box of crumble cookies or something.
Okay, I don't even know her name.
Or a nothing bundt cake.
See,
that
no, if they
after
were,
the gym?
Or a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah. No. If there was a gift, I think that would make it weird.
That's
like,
really
weird.
I don't know her name. I'm not going to give her a gift.
I came out. If I was single and I came out and there was a note under my windshield and a 12-piece chicken nugget from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Erica.
No
That's going the extra mile.
Nugs equal love.
Nugs equal love.
Here's the thing. I eat everything. I'm not eating random nuggets. Like,
see,
I
would eat those random
nuggets. There's roofies in those
exactly,
nuggets.
Exactly. They're going to follow me
I
and
hope
kidnap
so.
Me and then... Yeah. Like, No. Don't eat the random nuggets.
That's going the extra mile, Erica. Thank you very much.
True.
Have you ever had anybody put like a sweet little note under your windshield or
no,
like
but I have a good misconnection.
What is it?
Okay, so I was pulling out of a Taco Bell like years ago and this guy was looking at me and yelling at me and was like, Hey. So I looked back and I was like, ooh, he's actually not too cute.
Oh.
So I'm going to keep driving. And so I kept driving, and he was, like, following me. And I'm like, okay, this is now getting creepy. And he's rolling down the window, and he's like, man, like, hey, you. And I finally stop. I get out of my car, and I say, dude, I've been very clear that I'm not interested. I don't know why you keep yelling at me and following me. And he says, you left your food on top of your car.
You almost had a misconnection with your soft taco.
Right?
And I felt so dumb. I was like, I'm sorry. Thank you. I left my food.
He's like, listen, lady, I don't want anything to do with you. I just don't want you to spill your nachos Bel Grande.
It was like, I guess I'm not all that in a bag of chips, am I?
You're like, sir, you're ugly. He's like, sir. You're probably hungry and you're missing your taco.
That's awesome. Erica, thank you for the laughs this morning.
That was good.
Way to bring it home, girl. Have a good day.
Love listening to you guys.
Aw, we love you too.
Thanks,
thank you
Erica.
So much.
Bye.
That is damn funny. Misconnection with
hilarious.
A nachos Bel Grande.